Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about Orange County School District. I give up. I don't know how many stories we read this week. I don't know what the plan is. Jill has firsthand knowledge. She was going on vacation next week, but...
Yeah, so originally they pushed the school date back to August 21st, and you had a choice of whether you wanted to go face-to-face or you wanted to do this program, Launch Ed, which is in real-time learning, so you're sitting at home in front of your computer being taught by a teacher in a virtual classroom, however, right? So they said, okay, start date August 21st. So I booked a mini vacation for the 17th and 18th, right? The week before school, the school starts the 21st, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm going to take Elliot to the beach for like 2 days. We'll get away before school starts. Let him decompress. Let him swim. Blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday, they're like, oh, by the way, we decided to bump it up again back to August 10th, but virtually. And we're like, well, what do you mean? What if I picked face-to-face? Doesn't matter. All the students are going to go back between the 10th and the 20th. They're going to go back and do this online in real-time school. So we're like, but why? They're like, well, you know, we wanted to have a fail-safe for when crap hits the fan a couple months from now in case everything needs to shut down, everything's in place. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. That's fine, right? So then my friend texts me. She's on the PTA. And I said, man, this just really, really just ruined my plans. You know, I had vacation. I was going by what they said. I was like, okay, it starts 21st. I can plan accordingly. And then I'm thinking about people that had to work. Now they got to readjust their schedules. She said, oh, no, it's because the teachers want to get paid. They threw a fit about not starting at the end of the month, so they won't make any money until then. So they wanted to start earlier, which they're not prepared to do in the classroom quite yet. So all the students have to go to school August 10th virtually for 2 weeks, and then those that want to do face-to-face will report back to campus on the 21st. But I feel like as soon as they find out information, we get a message about it, and it's not, I'm the person that needs details, right? I need details so I can plan, so I can make an informed decision. We're not getting any details. We're not, right. Nobody's telling us anything. Yeah. It's just, hey, you'll be notified by the school. But I feel like it goes back and forth, and right. We all do, because they tell us different things at different times, and I think they just want to be on our side. So it's like, we don't think the kids should go back to school. We don't either. We think the kids should go back to school. Yes, we do too. It's like, no, tell me something. You're back and forth.
Well, the news department here at Sunny FM, which consists of no one, is investigating, and they actually have a... See, this is an exclusive. You know how you see on TV, a Channel 2...
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Right.
Same thing here. We're doing an exclusive. We have audio of the meeting in Orange County School District.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple nights ago. Listen.
Thank you for coming. We'd like to take questions about the proposed Orange County school year plan. Yes, sir.
Hi. I think we should close the schools.
I agree with you. Ma'am?
I think we should open the schools.
Yes, that's what we plan to do in Orlando.
What?
Hey, what if my kid goes to school and another kid spits in his mouth?
Both of those children will be home, so that won't happen.
But you just said the kids will be in school.
Yes, they will.
Are you talking about a hybrid schedule?
I wasn't, but okay, we'll do that.
So we're doing hybrid now?
Too soon to tell.
If you send my kids back to school, I'll sue.
They are not going back to school.
If you keep my kids at home, I'll sue.
They won't be home either.
Have you been drinking disinfectant?
She's not wearing a mask.
I'll shove your mask up your ass.
Oh, nice. You homeschool your kids with that mouth?
Pythagorean serum, bitch.
Order, please. Now let's hold a vote. All those in favor of sending kids back to school, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The Orange County school year will proceed with the stated plan, as has been explained in the plan.
What?
What?
Break stuff.